From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A test of a new cap that could finally turn off the oil spigot in the Gulf of Mexico is now underway. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen explains what's happening.
We will slowly take down production from the Q4000 and the Helix producer later on today, to the point where they are not producing anymore. That will force the oil up through the blowout preventer into the capping stack.
The White House had put a one-day hold on the test out of concern it could cause more leaks. BP isn't the only company that could be held liable for the devastating spill. Attorney General Eric Holder says they're looking at all companies involved. He met with Gulf State Attorneys General in Alabama today. After concluding, the diabetes drug Avandia poses a greater risk of heart attacks than other diabetes medicines, federal health experts have decided additional warnings are needed on the drug, but they voted not to remove Avandia from the market. With the Senate vote set for Thursday, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports President Obama expects to sign a financial regulatory bill next week.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the entire White House economic team has been working on this legislation since President Obama took office. Now, with three Republicans planning to support the measure, it's on the brink of becoming law.
A piece of legislation that in January or February was unclear whether you could cobble together the support to pass is not only going to pass with more than 60 votes, but it's going to institute rules in the road that we haven't seen for decades.
While the bill's supporters say it will prevent another financial crisis like the one we just went through, Republican opponents characterize the legislation as a big government power grab. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The Federal Reserve concludes the economy isn't bouncing back from recession as quickly as first thought. NPR's Daniel Carson reports the Fed may revive programs put in place during the financial crisis.
In April, with the recovery chugging along, the Fed discussed unloading the $1 trillion worth of assets on its balance sheets. But with unemployment still high and a housing market that's treading water, the Fed is backpedaling.
They left the door open for more aggressive action if needed.
So Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS Global Insight, says the Fed is considering dusting off the tools it used during the recession to pump up the economy. The Fed also downgraded its forecast for GDP growth to 3% this year.
Just about all the numbers that have been coming out over the last month or so suggests that the U.S. economy is decelerating. So the Fed did lower their forecast by essentially a couple of tenths for this year.
And to no one's surprise, interest rates will stay put near zero, at least through next year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 3 points, NASDAQ was ahead 7, and the S&P was unchanged. This is NPR. A Russian man whose name came up during the investigation of the Russian spy ring worked for Microsoft for 9 months. A spokesman for the software giant says Alexei Koretnikov was a low-level software tester. Federal officials say Koretnikov was not linked to the Russian agents arrested last month, but he has been deported from the U.S. After nearly 2 decades on the bench, the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court, Ronald George, has decided to hang up his robes. NPR's Richard Gonzalez says George will not seek re-election in November.
George was appointed to the California State Supreme Court in 1991 by then-Governor Pete Wilson and named Chief Justice 5 years later. He won a 12-year term in 1998, even while facing opposition from anti-abortion groups, for his role in striking down a state law requiring parental consent for minors' abortions. In May 2008, he wrote an opinion overturning a state ban on same-sex marriage. That decision was itself reversed when voters passed Proposition 8, a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. George's announcement came as a surprise. In a statement, the 70-year-old justice says, "Now is the right time to retire, quote, while I am still at the top of my game." Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs remains outwardly optimistic despite an earlier prediction that Democrats could lose control of the House this fall. He's come under fire from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for making that comment and said he now welcomes the chance to talk with her. For the second day in a row, Gibbs said he believes that Democrats will, after all, retain control of the House of Representatives after the November elections. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.